بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأبي بن كعب رضي الله تعالى عنه: إن الله عز وجل أمرني أن أقرأ عليك لم يكن الذين كفروا. قال: وسماني؟ قال: نعم. فبكى أبي. متفق عليه. وفي رواية: فجعل أبي يبكي. أنس رضي الله تعالى narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم once said to Ubay bin Ka'ab رضي الله تعالى عنه. Ubay bin Ka'ab رضي الله تعالى عنه is a Sahabi who was known for his devotion to the recitation of the Quran. In fact, he was considered to be the greatest reciter of the Quran amongst the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he was also the Sahabi who, during the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was appointed to lead the Taraweeh Salah and to recite the Quran. So a testimony to the acceptance of the devotion of Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And we have in most of the books of Ahadith a chapter which is devoted to what we call the manaqib of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the ijma' of this ummat, of the ulama of the ummat, and the consensus of the scholars that the greatest amongst the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, أفضل البشر بعد الأنبياء, the most virtuous human being after the Anbiya عليه الصلاة والسلام, was Sayyidina Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه. But this does not preclude other Sahaba Ikram from enjoying certain special virtues. And this is what we call the manaqib of Sahaba, the special virtues which certain Sahaba of, or companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoyed. And we find in this riwayat one manaqib, or one of the special virtues of Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then Anas radiallahu narrates that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Ubay bin Ka'ab, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded me to recite before you, لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, Surah Bayyina, is the surah in the 30th juz of the Quran, 30th para of the Quran. This surah had just been revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Ubay bin Ka'ab, Allah has commanded me to read this surah before you. So from this we can understand what a great position the Sahabi enjoyed, and how beloved his recitation of Quran was to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ubay bin Ka'ab, obviously a person who is devoted to the recitation of the Quran, will not be a person of ordinary intelligence. He's a person of a very high level of intelligence. So he asks an ajeeb question. In other words, a confirmatory question to the special virtue that is mentioned in this hadith. He says, wasammani, that Ya Rasulullah, did Allah Ta'ala mention me by name? What this question means, the words of the same riwayat in Bukhari Sharif illustrated further for us, where we find this expression, hal nassa alayya bi ismi, O qala, اقرا على احد من اصحابك فاخترتني انت. Did Allah Ta'ala command you, Rasulullah, that read this surah particularly to Ubay bin Ka'ab? Or perhaps Allah Ta'ala may have commanded you, اقرا على احد من اصحابك, that, oh my beloved Nabi, read this surah to one of your companions and you chose me. Did Allah take me by name, mention me by name, or was it a general instruction and you reading it to me is your choice? To this, we find in the riwayat of Tabarani, more clearer answer, where Rasulullah s.a.w. says, Naam bi ismika wa nasabika fil malai al-ala. That Ubay, Allah took your name, and not just your name, the name of your father, and mentioned you with your lineage. Amongst the high angels, specifically your name was mentioned. And Allah Ta'ala commanded me to read the surah in front of you. The reason why Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has introduced this particular hadith under this chapter, the virtue of crying out of the shock and remembrance and khashiyat and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the latter part of this short hadith, the reaction of Ubay bin Ka'b when this was confirmed that Allah Ta'ala took your name, Fabaka Ubay. Ubay bin Ka'b started crying. As we mentioned previously, sometimes people cry out of sadness. More often than not, it is sadness, sorrow, grief, fear that makes a person cry. But the human being is such that sometimes a person cries out of happiness. There's one incident, Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentions in his Hayatul Sahaba, that when the time for the hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came near, when Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam was waiting for the command from Allah Ta'ala, that you must now proceed to leave Makkah Mukarramah and go to Madinah Munawwara. To place this into context, this was a journey of great impending danger. There was the price of 100 camels on the head of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that group that will proceed for hijrah from Makkah to Medina, their lives will be facing imminent danger from every direction from the enemy. So this was not an easy journey. It was going to be of great difficulty and great fraught with hardship. And yet, our mother, Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, a young girl at that time, but already from a young age, Allah Ta'ala had blessed her with unusual intellect, unusual intelligence, unusual memory. She was not an ordinary person, she excelled. She says that we heard a knock on our door, and it was the middle of the day in a desert climate. Only under, if there is some pressing need or some emergency, anybody would venture out in the middle of the day. It's boiling hot. She says that at a totally unusual time, there was a knock at the door. When the door was opened, it was none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first person he had come to inform was Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That, oh Abu Bakr, Allah Ta'ala has given permission for hijrat. The first question Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu put to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, As-suhbatu ya Rasulullah. And O Nabi of Allah, I am requesting permission that I should be your companion in this hijrat. In other words, signing up, not for something easy, probably for a death sentence, what at that time equated to a death sentence. As-suhbatu ya Rasulullah. Can I be your companion on this hijrat? So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Naam. Yes, Abu Bakr, you are my companion on this hijrat. Aisha radiallahu anha, look at the beautiful reflection she makes at that time. She says, Ma sha'artu qattu qabla dhalika al-yawm anna ahadan yabki min al-farah hatta ra'aytu Aba Bakrin yawmaydin yabki. She said, I had heard that it was possible that someone will start crying as a result of joy and happiness. I had heard this was possible, but that day I saw the reality. When my father heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he is to be the companion on hijrat, he started sobbing and crying in happiness and joy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had afforded him this privilege. So like that, Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu, when it is confirmed that Allah ta'ala took your name with your nasab and your lineage, when he hears this, he starts crying for baka. Ulama explain what was this cry. They say, Imma farahan wa sururan bidhalik, o khushu'an wa khawfan min at-taqseer fi shukri tilka al-ni'ma, o istihqaran li nafsihi wa khashyatan They say one possibility of this cry was that it was out of happiness and joy. The other was out of the fear that Allah has bestowed me with such a great ni'mat and such a great virtue and honor. I as a human being will not be able to do justice in expressing my gratitude and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this ni'mat. So he cried over that deficiency that was within him. Or they say the crying may have been as a testimony that Allah has given me such a great honor, I am not worthy of that honor, and how am I going to truly show my khashiyat and my fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ulama say, hadha shanu salihin. This is the sign of the true pious amongst us, that they do not become proud and arrogant when they are praised and honored, but in fact, they start crying with the concern and worry that how am I going to fulfill the dictates that are attached to this position and status that has been bestowed upon me. Also from this incident, my respected brothers, we learn that the true seeker of knowledge should always be humble before his teacher. Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala was the greatest qari of the ummat. Yet this is the type of humility that he displayed before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa an Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Abu Bakr li Umar radiyallahu anhuma ba'da wafati Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intaliq bina ila ummi Ayman radiyallahu anha nazuruha kama kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yazuruha. فلما انتهينا إليها بكت فقالا لها ما يبكيك أما تعلمين أن ما عند الله تعالى خير لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قالت إني لا أبكي أني لا أعلم أن ما عند الله خير لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولكني أبكي أن الوحي قد انقطع من السماء فهيجتهما على البكاء فَجَعَلَا يَبْكِيَانِ مَعَهُمَا رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمُ. This hadith is also amongst those ahadith, as Imam Nawawi rahimullah in the footnotes of it mentions, قَدْ سَبَقَ فِي بَابِ زِيَارَةِ أَهْلِ الْخَيْرِ. This hadith has passed previously in one of the chapters, and he has reproduced it in this chapter because of it, the subject matter being pertinent to this chapter also. So because it passed and we discussed it previously, very briefly the translation. Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that once Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that come with me, let us go and visit Umme Ayman radiallahu anha, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit her. Umme Ayman was that Sahabi who was this maid servant of the mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and at the tender age of 6, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was struck with the tragedy of the loss of his mother on the journey from Madinah Munawwara, or Yathrib as it was known at that time, on the way back to Makkah Mukarramah, this was a small group which consisted of Amina, the mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the 6-year-old Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the third was Umme Ayman. So from that age, she was the servant of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she was dark in complexion. Later on, she married Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala an. And from that union, Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala an was born. Zayd bin Haritha was the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Usama, Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved him greatly, and throughout his life Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed great devotion and respect and love for Umme Ayman radiallahu anha. In fact, it was his noble practice that he would make qailullah at the home of Umme Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha. So Abu Bakr says to Umar radiallahu anhuma, after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam would show respect and visit Umme Ayman, let us also go and visit her. When they reached her, she started crying. فَلَمَّنْ تَهِينَا إِلَيْهَا بَكَتْ. So to console her, the two of them said to her that, Umm Ayman, why are you crying? Don't you know that that which is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We saw the pain, the taklif, the hardship, the difficulty the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam underwent in front of us. Now Allah has given him a little bit of peace and comfort. So why is it that you are crying? So she said, I am not crying because I have any doubt about the fact that that where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is by Allah ta'ala now is better for him. I am crying because the silsila or the chain of wahi, of divine revelation, has been lost to us forever. Why? Because sahib al-wahi, the recipient of wahi, is no longer amongst us. So this realization caused the both of them also to begin crying. And all three were sitting and crying, shedding tears over the pain of separation from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and over the loss of wahi, or the great loss that the ummah experienced with the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From this incident, we learn that it is permissible to shed tears upon the separation and the demise of the pious amongst us. This does not contradict in any way the teaching to be content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision. When the beloved son of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, passed away in infancy, Allah's Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam